Well, I even asked this little man, he was sort of bearded, you know, and you could tell he was a real pro. Now, that might have been a guide with him, I don't know. That took him over there and helped him catch those. But they were the biggest ones, like I said, and they just had a whole screen full of them, you know.
Yeah.
But he didn't tell me nothing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's pretty hard.
I think there's a man standing right over here. I think he felt sort of sorry for me, you know, because I sounded so pitiful. So he came over and he said, I tell you what, said, you go, the next time you go out, said, you go way over and told me where to go. I can't remember what he said now. And there's Beatrice and J.E. I told you I was glad they came. Now, here's the fisherman's right here.
Me and Charles, we went by cranes, white cranes, for crawfish. Trying to see the white cranes sitting way over on in a bunch. It's going to stomp here and there and all around. That's where we make crawfish. Get out of y'all.
You know what? I've never been in my life so glad to see anybody. So I could show you what I've got in this box. I'd like you to meet somebody. This is Marvin from Alabama. And this is my brother, J.E., and his wife, Beatrice. My brother, John. Ralph and I caught over 100 fish last night. That's one of your fish tails. Come on, brag. We got so many, we had to buy a container to bring them home. We didn't, ours was not big enough.
Have they turned the lights on?
Yes.
All gone,
pal. Now, where are your fish?
I had to stay at home, I guess, pal. Mm. You feeling better?
Yeah, I'm a little better, but a little worse than I was yesterday.
But it's so hot and dry.
See, no high hay fever or something yesterday.
Uh-oh.
No running hot water in my head.
What are you thinking about?
Oh, that's something I'm doing. I'm working on a research project, and I'm talking to Mr. He's helping me out on it.
He's from a university of what, Alabama?
Don't let that bother you. We're just talking casually.
He just wants everybody to talk, and he's going to do what he wants to do. He's a English teacher. He's a little English teacher. But he's doing with some other students or teachers, doing a linguistic atlas that'll be published in 1980.
Why you put them in that cleaning machine, clean them.
Well, do you know, there were several out there fishing last night, and when we came up, I'm going to have to confess.
Uh-oh.
She didn't catch that.
The guides, I just can't tell a lie. We caught, Ralph and I caught 70. Uh-huh. Well, 75, the ones that Mother's going to cook today. And the guide's brother came in, and he had these with him. We already had ours done, you know, scaled and everything. And he said, do you all want these? And I said, well, we got so many now. I don't know if we're going to get them cleaned or not. So that's who caught those. Now, you see.
Jimmy.
What'd you question me about? Well, I was going to tell a lie and get by with it.
Jimmy. There's one. Jimmy over there.
Uh-huh, but we could not do anything wrong last night. Now, they were small, a lot of them, but they were really biting last night.
I thought about that last night, but
we're going to take Marvin over. This is his first time to be in Tennessee, he's not seen the Real Foot Lake. Ralph and I thought we'd take him over about 3 o'clock and go over in the cove,
mm-hmm.
and then just drive around the lake and let him see it, because he's going to do some work over there too. But anyway, no, we didn't catch 100 fish, but.
Well, why you didn't? You didn't stay there long enough. You got to 300.
You know, we bought 6 dozen minnows, and we were.